You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, I'm Tom Swarbrick. I'm the senior reporter at LBC, and I've been there for 2 years now. And I've come to the Radio Academy Masterclass to talk about news and speech, and particularly how it can be that you can deliver speech radio in a way that might not be everyone's thought of what journalism is. And you can do loads of different things with journalism in speech radio, in the same way that you can do lots with different content in music radio. Content is king, and we spend an awful lot of time working up exclusive content, particularly stories or interviews or anything like that. We work up loads of guests, so we have a really good production team who work on getting the best people at the heart of the stories on live, talking us through the detail of it that no one else can get. And then my job, really, part of my job is to spend time getting those exclusives and also going to stories where something may have happened, but the point of going is to get more detail. So, for instance, during the Woolwich terror attack, I went down there, spent 3 days down there talking to people, getting interviews with people, delivering content that you otherwise wouldn't get by being there.
How can you deliver news in a way which puts yourselves out from anybody else?
The joy of working on LBC is that a lot of what we do can be, from the presenter side, quite opinionated. So it can be all very quite opinion driven, and we want presenters on there, and we have presenters on there who are whose shows are driven by what they think, and we get our callers and listeners responding to that. The other side of that is reporting. I don't think that you're really in the position to be able to give an opinion. You just do the facts. But the facts can be presented in lots of different ways. And actually, the trick, I think, is to finding ways of delivering those facts that make them stand out. So I played an example of chasing after a woman who's being attacked by crows. You know, you can't do the sort of Chuckle Brothers side like that all the time. But I think if you can find ways to use radio as a radio journalist, I sometimes think that people don't, they sort of deliver the news, as it were, they deliver the facts, so they don't realise they're doing it on a medium that can allow you to be creative, different, and perhaps, you know, make it stand out.
So you spoke to me earlier and said that you obviously came up through student radio, yeah, and you got involved with Cam FM.
Yeah.
For students like those who are at Cam FM and other student radio stations around, obviously you're an example of somebody who's gone from student radio and is now working on what is national radio. What would you suggest as any tips or really helpful advice to somebody who wants to go into speech radio or news reporting in the way in which you are now?
Well, first thing, I think student radio, you do have the option to do that. You do have the option to go out and report on stuff. There's a great guy who's actually at Cam FM who won bronze in Speech Personality of the Year, a guy called Finn Adams, who I never met, but I do wish very well. And he interviewed the Dalai Lama and asked him his favourite chants. He wandered into an event, and you know, that is brilliant. That's a great way of doing news, but doing it in a way that's going to be entertaining or different. So you can do it. You can go out to, if you see something that looks a bit weird, and you can interview people and you can talk to people. Make the most of the Student Radio Awards, because I didn't, and I had no idea that that thing projects people onto whole new realms of exciting possibilities. Do the Student Radio Awards, get involved with the Radio Academy and do things like today, because it does help.
Off the back of that, how important are events like today?
Yeah, they're great, not least because you get the wisdom from people who you otherwise wouldn't hear from. But let's be honest, you get to be in front of those people as well, and you can go up to them and you can beg them for their email address, and you can just, you know, if you email them and they say no, don't be worried about it. That's the start of the conversation to them saying yes. That's not a door slamming in your face. That's just you leave it for a couple of weeks. But to get in front of these people, and they do get some great people, there have been some amazing people speaking today, to have that opportunity as someone who, student radio people should be hungry and wanting to get into the profession, it's great.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.